WTUZ.com is where folks can always see more. Hey, one of Oklahoma's finest, that being Blake Shelton, has been in the news. There's this viral post that's been going around. There's this 7-year-old student in Ada, Oklahoma, where Blake Shelton is from. Okay, you may have seen this. It's from viral from over the weekend. She has a textbook. Remember back in the day in school, we would have textbooks that you would have to sign in with, right? Sign in. Kids nowadays have no idea probably what we're talking about, but you'd get a textbook for the year. You'd have to put a nice book cover on it.
Mm-hmm. Either a grocery bag.
That's right. A brown paper bag is normally the way to go. And then somebody decided to make the elastic ones.
Remember the elastic? I didn't like those.
And then somebody made millions of dollars with those elastic book covers. Basically, put brown paper bags out of business with those elastic book covers. But when you would get a textbook for the year, you would have to sign in the textbook. And mm-hmm. you could see in years past who had your textbook, like your math book, your history book,
right?
Whatever book it may be, health book. You could be like, ooh, I have Alicia's book from last year. Now she's a freshman now. I'm in eighth grade. Oh, I wonder if it still smells like her. No, I wasn't that weird. I swear I wasn't that goofy growing up. Or you could you go through and you read, I have Thomas's book from the year before, the booger picker, the guy that used to pick his nose all the time. And,
oh, gosh.
But anyway, the 7-year-old student in Ada, Oklahoma, apparently has Blake Shelton's old textbook from back in 1982. His name is signed in on it.
Oh, that's
and everything.
Cute.
Yeah, you would think it is cute, but the mom of the child is irate for some reason. She says, why is this textbook still in circulation? 1982.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I can see that.
So she was a little upset about it despite, you know, her post of her daughter all smile and tongue-in-cheek with holding up the book, say, I have Blake Shelton's book! But the mother was...
That's cute.
Mother was irate about all of it. Blake even went through and wrote, you know, some things on the pages in the textbook. One of them was like
this.
Hey
everybody, this is Blake Shelton on 99.9 FM, and I'm drunk.
That was one of them that he wrote.
Dang, is it time for a drink yet? I mean, coffee? Time to get up, y'all.
There's another saying he wrote on one of the pages of the textbook.
Nice.
It's still there for her to read. But no, yeah, she really had his textbook, which is kind of a weird story.
That's cool.
Nowadays, textbooks are going by the wayside.
Do they use textbooks now?
I honestly, because my wife is a teacher, I don't think, in language arts, English teacher.
Okay.
But they all turn in their assignments via email.
Oh, my.
With a computer, yeah. And that's a lake. I mean, she'll get assignments. There's a project due the next day or a few days ahead of time. She gets a notification on her phone or the computer if it's right there, the laptop if we have it out. Boom, so-and-so submitted their assignment. She can go in and look at it, do all that stuff right then and there, which it's textbooks, like I said, by the way. But that's how they do things in Oklahoma. Hey, we still have textbooks. Come on down to Oklahoma. We still have books. We still have cassette tapes. We still have A-tracks. What else is old school there?
Oh, my gosh.
Have to slice your own bread.
At this point, CDs are pretty much old school.
Yeah, those are done. They're just Frisbees.
Right.
Just put them in the microwave. Kids, if you've never put a CD in the microwave, I highly recommend. With parental supervision, of course.
Of course.
Check it out. No, I'm kidding. You'd ruin your microwave. Don't do that. You wouldn't be able to cook your Hot Pockets and everything like that. Hey, this, upstate New York in Depew, New York, small town. They don't have anything else better to do. They made a big arrest, though. It's huge news. Huge news.
What an idiot.
It's not really a dumb criminal story. That's normally our dumb criminal sounder.
Yeah.
We have dumb criminal story. By the way, it's been a while for that. But they made a big arrest in upstate New York. They have arrested Winter Weather.
Oh, goodness.
Old Man Winter under arrest. Local newspaper even picked up on this story in upstate New York. They say the police department put a humorous post on Facebook saying that they have arrested the season, and any more snow or any more winter-related activities going to be held in court, and they'll take it from there. They also are looking for Punxsutawney Phil. They want him to turn himself in. I tell you what, if I find that groundhog out there, they want Punxsutawney Phil to turn himself in for predicting 6 more weeks of winter.
I'm over it.
Yeah, winter is under arrest, folks. By the way, what is it? 72, I think it is. Yeah, 72 days till the first official day of summer.
Every day, Michelle, you're going to say this.
Have that to look forward to. Hey, congrats to Ashley Gibson. She was caller number 7 for those Midvale Speedway tickets for opening night. Ash, congrats. Hope you go. Have a great time there for opening night at Midvale Speedway. Babbling Brook is in the Heezy.
Hey, yeah.
You've been to Midvale before, right? Have
it's
you
been
not?
Been a long time.
Been a minute?
Yeah, I think I was in middle school.
We'll have to make an event when we have WTUZ night there at the track.
Isn't that May, usually?
Don't know when it
is. Something like that?
I don't know. We should get a Midvale schedule up in here.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I've been wanting to put all schedules up in here, that one. Well, I can just maybe an Indian schedule, Cavs schedule, that kind of thing, just so it's here.
Yeah,
stuff
good
to
idea.
Talk about.
Yeah.
Sure. Anyways, speaking of stuff to talk about.
Yeah.
How about that segue and transition?
Very good.
I know. Thanks. You have Z News for us.
Yes, yes.
All right, what's happening?
All right. Today in history, in 1970, Paul McCartney announced the breakup of the Beatles.
Oh, no.
I'm sure a lot of people cried over that one.
I wonder if Greg Morrison cried.
He probably did.
He probably did some other things in honor of the Beatles, too, back then.
I think my parents went and saw them, too, in concert.
Did they really?
I think they did.
That'd be wonderful.
Of course, that's not the ticket I found in the bell-bottom pants, but
no,
that would have been really cool.
That was what again?
Wayne Newton, yeah. It was Wayne Newton.
The famed story is Brooke went to wear some bell-bottoms one day.
My dad's.
Your dad's.
My dad's bell bottoms.
Which you want to bring back in style.
yeah.
Good luck to you.
Right.
I wish you luck in that endeavor.
I wish I
endeavor.
Could fit in those bell bottom pants.
But in the pocket, she found a half-smoked doobie and a Wayne... No, I'm kidding about the one part. But she found a Wayne Newton concert ticket stub or whatever.
Yeah, and I forget even what the year was. Maybe in the 70s, I think.
Good God.
I know. I thought I was like showing everybody. I was all excited about it.
Everybody
nobody cared.
Were they like, who's Wayne
they
Newton?
They were just making fun of my pants. They didn't care. Yeah. They were like a dark brown pair.
That's gross.
Yeah. Well, whatever. I thought it was cool, so I wore them. I wore whatever I wanted to back in the day.
Yeah.
I didn't care.
And as you do now, you wear whatever the heck you want.
That's true. I guess. All right. Moving on to 85, Madonna launched her first tour in Seattle. The Beastie Boys were the opening act.
Huh. So that was her first tour, huh?
It was.
So she was like a virgin to it, eh?
Yeah.
I see what I did there.
There you go.
All right.
1989, Alabama was named Artist of the Decade by the Academy of Country Music.
Nice honor.
Yeah. And then in 2001, Kevin Olmsted of Ann Arbor, Michigan won 2.180 million.
Remember this.
Dollars won Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? And it's the largest prize ever given out on a TV game show.
Yeah, to this day.
Wow. Yeah. Holidays for today, it's National Farm Animals Day, Siblings Day.
Shout out to my siblings.
Yeah.
You have,
have a brother and a sister.
You have a brother and a sister. I have an older brother, older sister, and a younger brother.
It's a big family right there.
Mm-hmm. But my older brother and my older sister, they are brothers from another mother. Same baby daddy.
Yeah.
Different mom.
Well, still siblings,
so,
either way.
That's how things went down in southeastern Ohio back in the day, I guess.
It's also Equal Pay Day.
That's right. Equal Pay Day meaning that all radio personalities should be...
paid the same.
Should be able to say that word, one, and... Yeah. Should be getting paid as much as doctors and lawyers.
There you go.
No, I'm just kidding.
Wouldn't that be nice? Yeah. And it's Golfer's Day.
Not one of those.
You don't golf?
Nah.
Kyle wants to get me into that so we can go golfing together.
That'd be cute.
Yeah. It's okay. I have fun doing it. I'm just not very good at it, but it's because I've never really played.
The whole point is just to get out there and have a few and...
Yeah. Get on the golf cart. You drive around a little bit. It's fun.
Yeah, there you go. Get a DUI on a golf cart, Brooke.
On TV tonight, Roseanne will be on at 8. The Voice is also on at 8. Black-ish at 9. And Elton John, I'm Still Standing, a Grammy salute, is on at 9.
Mm-hmm. Elton John, barely still standing, is that tribute tonight.
Well, there are some country singers that will be there. Miranda Lambert, Little Big Town, and Maren Morris.
Oh, yeah, there's going to
be
a
performing.
Lot. And remember that album, Revamp and Restoration, the tribute to Elton John. One of them is a full-blown, basically, country album. Bunch of country acts on there. So.
Yeah, so that's cool. Unsolved, The Murders of Tupac, and The Notorious B.I.G. is
on that's
on
tonight,
10.
Too. Dang.
Yes. Eva Longoria, don't you like her?
Yeah.
Is she one of your girls?
One of my original celebrity crushes.
Yeah.
Desperate Housewives days.
She's going to be on Jimmy Kimmel Live.
What has she been up to?
I don't
to?
Know. I was just going to say, I wonder what she's doing. Reba McEntire and Kelsey Ballerini, they will be on the Late Show with James Corden. And I said her name right that time.
Good job, Brooke.
Yay,
wait.
Ding.
So both of them will be on there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then in other country news, Dierks Bentley's new video for his song Woman Amen is premiering today.
10 a.m., right?
And it's a cool thing because it's going to be the story of two real-life Nashville heroes.
Yeah.
So it's a mother and daughter combo there.
I saw a little behind the scenes about this video. And he's also doing a special performance of the song at the ACM Awards, which are this Sunday. And he asked fans to submit pictures and videos of maybe a special woman in their life. And he'll probably use it as like a montage.
Oh, yeah.
That's
nice.
When he performs.
That's a good song.
Indeed.
Yes.
Babbling
Brook.
Wow. Full of info.
Yes.
And full of everything else, too. I mean, vibrant energy. Vibrant energy is what I mean.
Okay.
You'll be back tomorrow on a hump day.
All right. Yes.